Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
Certified wheat seed produces more per acre, and Joe Shirley Farms in Alva has five tremendous varieties that will help you harvest a high-quality, high-yielding wheat crop next June. Showdown, Butler's Gold, Gallagher, Smith's Gold, and Double Stop CL Plus, all out of the OSU wheat breeding program and all ready to work for you. Call 580-748-0900. That's 580-748-0900. Or go to their website, shirleyfarms.com.
Live cattle futures finished 60 lower in the October at 123.15. December's down 85, 128.70. February 70 lower at 133. April live cattle down 82 at 136.32. I know a lot of you are watching the October-December live cattle spread. That was a popular one about two or 3 weeks ago, but it was up 22 at 557. I think that was a high tower trade. Maybe it was 557, though, up 22 on the day. Feeder cattle, on the other hand, up 10 in September at 156.37. The October's 37 lower, 159.67. November's a buck 25 lower at 121.62. And we've been selling off since the end of August. About August 24th was the high in the October feeders. It went up to 172.55. Today's low was 158.92. So roughly, what, $13 sell-off? Since August 24th. It's not very many trading days in a pretty significant move. Boxed beef at midday was 59 cents higher at $335.78. On choice, select down 17, $301.17. It looks like there is some 124 trade in the south and 127 trade in the north. That'd be about steady, maybe a dollar higher than where we saw last week on the cash trade on the live cattle.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
I'm made of grit, passion, and hands that never stop working.
I'm made of agronomics, innovation, and hands that never stop helping.
I believe cotton isn't a crop. It's a calling. I'm made to grow it.
Protect it.
I know this is important to my family.
Every family.
That's why I work harder.
Innovate better.
To make my cotton as good as it can be.
As protected as it can be.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
We create chemistry.
Today's grain futures market was mixed. We had the wheats quite a bit lower. They were the one of the weakest contracts. December Kansas City 705.5 down 12 cents. The July wheat looks like it's going to be down around 8 cents at 702. It did hold the $7 with the low of $7.5. There's been several times we've tested that over the last couple of weeks. The lowest time since the beginning of August was on August 20th and went down to about 698. So that has become support right there, and we hope that it holds as we put this crop in the ground. I know there's a lot of concern about higher fertilizer prices currently in the price of wheat. Minneapolis wheat was down even harder. December down 16, 892 and a quarter. Chicago wheat was down about 8 to 10 cents. December 710 and a quarter. Corn, December corn was down a quarter at 510.5. It was roughly unchanged all day long, kind of a quiet day for corn. Beans look like they're going to finish slightly higher here with the November beans up about 3.25, just above 1280. And today's cotton futures, December was up 13 at 94.18. Yesterday's crop progress and condition report showed a 9% decrease in the cotton good to excellent category. That's a pretty substantial 1 week change for the good to excellent category in cotton.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.